Blog Talk Radio.
Somewhere about it yesterday, but I didn't get to share with y'all because I got all excited and got up and ran out of the room and tripped over some stuff, and me and Kid Natrix had another altercation, so I had to.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's not what I copied.
Oh, Chrome, why you forsake me this morning? Good, happy Thursday morning to you all out there.
Good Thursday morning!
I got pretty much nothing ready because right before the show, of course, my browser crashed. But it was my fault this time. I can't break up with Chrome over it because I had like 50 windows open. Seriously. I mean 50. I'm not even joking. 50. That's out of order for me. I take the blame. See, Ginger's not even going to give me any absolution.
I'm sorry. I'm over here like tweeting out the show and Facebooking it.
She's not going to give me any absolution.
That you put up on the Gamer Girls Radio. I just saw that.
Which one?
The one of you and ACB and all those hot guys behind you.
Yes, I put that up a week before last after we did Pixanista.
That's a hot picture.
That's why they were all enamored and loving on us, because they were like, thanks for the love. And we still love you guys. We ain't forgot about you. We
still love you guys. I shoot you every chance I get, but hey, we still love you.
I'm just a busy girl. I said last night, I was like, I need to go into Fallen Earth. I have an urge to dig up herbs. I don't know why. And then I sat down. I got an argument with an idiot on Yahoo Messenger. You know, they come from everywhere.
I'm very much caught up in my in my APB kick at the moment. So, yeah.
Well, we start our new column as soon as I get to sit down and play with the camera, because I had to wait for introversion to respond back first, and now I can tell y'all what it's going to be about. We bitch at you guys about not doing your beta testing right, or what's it look like. So talk with introversion, and they're cool with us doing it. We're going to be doing a little kind of a weekly thing with Prison Architect. I haven't decided a night, and probably it'll be just me, because you know Ginger's antisocial, and so's Snow, and so's Blaster, so's your role. How do we do this stuff anyway? We're all antisocial anyway. Yeah.
So.
So I'll be showing you what a game looks like in alpha and staying with it all the way up till it's out, which will probably be a year. So, wow, that's going to be a while. But you get to see what it looks like and what you're supposed to be doing, not just playing. Some of it's fun and some of it is. You're supposed to be looking for stuff, trying to break it. And you can watch and you can chime in. Tell me where to click, that kind of business. It'll probably be at some odd hour, so some of you will be asleep. But leave me questions. I'll do it later. But we had to get their permission first because it is an alpha, so I didn't want to ruin the very fragile relationship I have with the introversion guys, and they're all so cute, so I might want to sit in their lap later, so I had to be nice. You know, normally we just throw it up anyway.
Anyway. What happened was...
Ginger, I don't know why your sim won't have any babies in my game. I'm very upset about this.
Because my sim's like, yeah, I don't think so. No. I have freedom.
I checked on you this morning.
Freedom!
Your sim was like, I want some tomatoes. I was like, really? Tomatoes? Okay. So I had your sim plant tomatoes.
I'm gonna have to go get some tomatoes after this.
See? That's what your sim wanted this morning. Tomatoes and fire. Is there a reason?
It's cold.
It's not cold in the game. It's not cold in the game. You wanted tomatoes and fire.
He's sympathizing for me because it's cold.
And no other sim wanted that. The rest of them were asking for apples because the store was out of apples, and everybody else wanted something to play with, or, you know, a toy or something made. No, Ginger Sim wants tomatoes and fire.
Fire!
And I had them light one fire, and it wasn't good enough for you. You wanted all three campfires lit.
Hotness. See, I tell you, I'm cold.
Isn't that weird?
I'm freezing my little chi-chis off today. Well, I can't call them little chi-chis, but no. I'm freezing my chi-chis off today.
That little about them things. I don't know why you put that in the front. No, there is nothing at all little about them things. How y'all did? Somebody just said good morning. Good morning, whoever said good morning.
Good
I have.
Morning.
I don't have 50.
Good morning, Joe. Good
Joe, what's up? Joe's going to be my prison architect, buddy, I'm pretty sure. Awesome. Probably over the. Well, I don't know. I gotta schedule this. I gotta schedule it. It will not be broadcast on. Well, I don't know. Let me not lie to you. I may put it on BT at the same time. Who knows? You know how we roll here. We just kind of go by the seat of our pants. Anyway, what is going on here in our state that we're getting? We're trending. Anybody know?
You don't know. You haven't heard.
I don't.
There was an explosion. Like a whole town was wiped out. I'm not even kidding. There was a fertilizer plant that exploded. I forget what town it was. Oh. But it took out like half the town.
Oh, my God.
There's like 15 dead that they know of, hundreds that are hurt.
Your wake up.
Yeah, I want to say, yeah.
And apparently two kids killed a homeless man on a dare.
Oh, my God. Here in Texas?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Spank your kids. Damn it. Come on, people. Parents, your kids, put down your phone, put down your Facebook, put down whatever the hell it is you got going. Stop texting your baby daddy and his baby mama.
Yeah, we're...
Take care of your damn kids. Parent them.
See, now I can't watch the news again today because then I'll end up crying the whole day. Oh, this... What is wrong with the people? Why are you not beating your children? And I don't mean child abuse.
No, and that your kids think this is even okay at all means that you have not taught them right from wrong.
Yeah.
And that they are old enough to be at an age where they can actually beat to death a homeless man.
Stab.
Means you have, or stab a homeless man,
mm-hmm.
means you have not taught them. Get up off your grumpy little behind.
Ooh.
And do something.
Yes, but
what the hell is wrong with you? I hope to God they hold the parents responsible for this.
But something is, but they're saying something. You know what? We'll be on the soapbox about this again later. Make sure you're listening tonight, 9 p.m. Central Standard. We got a lot of ground to cover. This is yet another reason why I say sometimes we need people like Anonymous. We may need a physical presence somewhere. Anybody out there want to don some tights and a cape?
People
I'll be your sidekick.
Need to pass an IQ test to have children.
I think there's going to be testing in the future for everything. Ironically, Demolition Man, there's a joke about that in there, so you have to have a license for everything. I think that's going to happen. You're going to have a license to have kids, drive, get on the internet, own.
You already have two kids in a Walmart? No more for you. Sorry. No.
Not just that, but excuse me, this is the requirement to have a baby, and you are down here. So what we're going to do is give you this pill, you sterilize for 10 years, and you come back and take it in 10 years, and we see where you are then. Because, no.
No. And Dan, in Facebook, you're asking if Microsoft has if Microsoft shot themselves in the foot by waiting too long to announce their next console. I know this is not on topic, but I'd answer this.
It is. This is what the show's about. We can kind of segue back to it.
No. My honest opinion is I don't think Microsoft has shot themselves in the foot by waiting too long to announce their next console. They've dropped enough hints about the 720 or the Durango, whatever the hell they're calling it. We've known about this for at least 2 years, known it was coming. We knew that whatever they're bringing for the 720 has got to blow the 360 out of the water. It's got to be competitive with whatever Nintendo has. So, of course, Microsoft and Sony both had to wait to see what Nintendo was going to do.
Yeah, of course they did. That's exactly what they did.
I don't think they've waited too long at all. If anything, I'd rather them wait and release the 720 Durango, whatever the hell this thing's going to be, and it be epic, than for them to push it forward like the PS3 or Sony's doing with the PS4 and it not work correctly. So
I'm still waiting for somebody to blow me away. And even though, and I haven't actually had hands on a Wii U, so it may very well blow me away when I get to touch it or play with it. But nothing has, where I've seen it, like I'm like, oh my God, I have to have that console. I have to have that game. Nothing that's out now. I'm so blah with the gaming industry. I don't know what's going on with y'all. You all are like sleeping. It's like y'all took a massive sleeping pill, and they're just, nobody's doing anything. Come on, give me something. Give me something. I want to be like, oh, yeah. Man, I can't put this down. And I haven't had the game like that. Even though I love Assassin's Creed, I kind of pop in there every once in a while. Oh, yeah, I killed a few people. Oh, that was fun. Let me go back over here and do this. Nothing. I've played nothing that's totally blown me away, other than, you know, Fallen Earth, which you can't stay in Fallen Earth because then you start hallucinating. Cause...
True story. You start wanting to, you know, flip tires of the real world and what kind of thing.
You're joking, but, okay, my neighbors put out the trash, you know, for, you know, you everybody that lives in a house knows this. You have different days to put out different types of trash. So they had cleaned, I guess they cleaned out a room or something in their house. So there's like a couch and a bunch of stuff outside. And I kid you not, I passed by yesterday and I was like, ooh, I need to dig through there for some salvage. Oh, wait a minute. Not Fallen Earth. No, there's no salvage in there. I don't need any of that stuff. Do not stop and get out of the car. Don't do it. Don't do it. You don't need it. So, yeah, you can't play that. You hallucinate for real. Okay. We got to get on to some action.
We do. So can I jump in here with some more news?
Okay.
More news? Let me share my screen
okay.
So that y'all can see these pictures for one. Oh, I can't blow them up. Can I blow them up? No, I can't blow them up. Okay, so Reddit and 4chan. Hey, talking about doing good over the internet and 4chan. If anybody doesn't know, if you've been living under a rock, 4chan's the home of Anonymous, more or less.
Mm-hmm.
They have possibly, very, very possibly, identified the bomber from Boston. Way to go, Reddit and 4chan. So, what happened was, the Boston Marathon bombing happened, right? Well, Reddit and 4chan people somehow got their grubby little hands on the security feed from various places and started looking around the pictures from the marathon. And they took a picture of what was reported as a backpack that held one of these canisters that was a bomb.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of in shreds. They were able to kind of identify what it would look like. So they started going through these pictures, and they found a man. They found a man wandering through the crowd with a backpack that looks identical to this. They have his pictures up. They are currently searching for him. Reddit and 4chan. They will find you, mother. Mm-hmm. They're gonna get you.
Here's the other part of that story that I find funny, because I didn't hear this part. I heard the authorities kept going, well, we may have found him, but we need more information, which I didn't know the other half was. It basically the geeks stepped in and they're trying to verify what we've already found. I heard that he was talking on his cell phone, and then the authorities said, well, what we did was we used the cell phone towers to triangulate who was on their phone at that time. And I'm thinking, that sounds very high tech for our police. I'm sorry. I mean, no disrespect to our policemen. I think you all do an amazing job, but this is not something that you all would think to do. So I knew, I was like, there has to be some geekery involved when I heard that yesterday. We used the cell phone towers and we tried to zero in on who was talking on their cell phone at that time so we could get, you know, who it was. And I thought to myself, okay, geeks are involved, one. Two, if this person was super, super smart, they may not have actually been talking on their cell phone. They may have just been holding it up to their ear.
Yeah, I know my mic's a little low. I'm sorry, guys. I'm all on my cheap mic while my big one's being fixed.
Yeah. So I think it's possible that you're looking for the person who maybe wasn't on a cell phone. There's a cell phone that isn't on because, you know, everybody's usually doing it on their cell phone.
But they've got pictures. I mean, they went through and I can't say so much identified, but they are looking. I mean, like this one guy, they're looking at his backpack and they actually kind of did a drawing to show what this canister would have looked like in his backpack if he was one of the ones carrying it.
Yeah.
It's just...
I see that is. Anonymous, go.
People can do, yeah, anonymous. I mean, on the other hand, they could possibly point out somebody who did not do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that would suck. But
well,
anonymous, this is what you should be doing.
Well, yeah, stop worrying about hacking small stuff, you know.
Yeah, stop screwing around and getting yourself thrown in jail over stupid shit. And I love this. The powers of evil coming together for good. This is amazing. This is what y'all should be doing. This is what you should be focusing on.
Yeah.
Righting the wrongs, finding these bastages. And
because I love our law enforcement, but they're about 20 years behind where they should be with their technology.
They are. And that y'all were able to do this with security footage and that y'all went through pretty much frame by frame looking.
That's amazing.
Amazing.
Makes me all proud. I got the goose tingly bumps.
It does. You know, SETI at home and what is that other one? Folding at home. Mm-hmm. Both of those projects started this kind of thing, and this is amazing.
Yeah.
Really start using this sort of, I can't really say technology, but brain power, people power.
Mm-hmm.
This is,
because the more people you have looking at it, the more different eyes you have, somebody's going to be able to pick out something, you know, that's going to help. I also, again, I'm I'm going to say this again. I love you, my law enforcement, but I'm thinking we need to have stricter guidelines for getting into law enforcement. I think you all need to be run a little bit more like military. I'm just going to say it. I'm tired of seeing the guys that eat donuts and they weigh 400 pounds. You can't chase down anybody. You can't even get in and help anybody. You can't outrun. You can't dodge if somebody's shooting at you. The criminals are way better shape, and this is why they're getting away, and they're getting away with doing stuff like this. You don't have the proper technology, and instead of eating donuts, you all need to be with your bosses going, you know, we need better tools so that we can do our jobs.
I can't even imagine what they were – what the thought process was behind this. I cannot.
The person who did this – coward. I don't understand the reasoning either. And I told you, if it turns out it's a domestic terrorist, I don't think he's gonna have to worry about going to jail.
No, and that's exactly what they're talking about, is that they are thinking it's a domestic terrorist. They think it might have been possibly tied in with, you know, it was tax day, this side or the other. But you would think they would hit a office, you know, something, not this. So I don't know. I can't imagine. And whoever it is, I hope to God you're one of the ones strapped in to one of those bombs. Because if we find you, it ain't going to be pretty.
It's like I said, it's not even going to be us. The little boy being killed, mm-hmm. and you can say all you want, well, I didn't mean for him to be killed. Well, you know what? How you avoid that? You don't put a bomb out. That's how you avoid that. Crazy.
True story.
So, yeah, I don't think he's going to have to worry about jail. Dude, you might as well just go stand in the middle of the street and say, go ahead, shoot me, whoever's going to do it, because that's what's going to happen. Somebody's going to take you out.
Yep.
On a side note that kind of has nothing to do with this but the fact that we're just in Texas, remember the DA I told you got killed here in Houston, him and his wife?
Mm-hmm.
Turns out Justice of the Peace and his wife did it. Found it out yesterday.
What is wrong with
because
you?
Because he had a criminal conviction against him and he lost his Justice of the Peace position. Really, that deserved death because you lost your job. How about you just pick up the pieces and go do something else? Killing the person doesn't get your job back. And now you're going to jail for murder instead of just stealing some computer monitors. You see how people have their reasoning is just off. This is all I have to do with Group Ginger. People not getting spankings as kids. I didn't say child abuse. I said somebody needs to learn fear, and they don't have it. That's why they do this crazy stuff. Anyway. All right, so Capcom, back into our gaming news, because we are all off in the wilderness today with the news.
Yeah, we are.
Capcom has canceled a few games. And they're,
really?
Yep, and they're bringing their development back in-house. That's not the video I gave you, by the way. I had to do this one because I ran across it. I was like, oh, my God, Capcom. So what they hope to do is, anyway, to return to in-house game development, and they said that'll improve the money that they're making because they suffered a loss of 7.2 billion yen.
Oh, wow, that's a lot of yen.
Yeah, and that's just by canceling the titles that they have in development. The publisher of, and I want some of you to calm down, hands on top of the desk, just breathe. The publisher of Devil May Cry and Resident Evil have more than half the profit forecast for the financial year that ended just March from 6.5 billion yen to 2.9 billion yen. So this means you may not get any more sequels. Oops. Presentation material to investors shows the publisher singles out a decline in the quality of titles outsourced to overseas developers. Wow, I was just saying that. Amazing. As a result, the company has canceled in-progress projects farmed out to third parties as part of a strict review that has found games incompatible with the new focus. It also acknowledges the company had delayed a response to shift to digital media and its home video game business. Sales of Resident Evil 6 across consoles during the financial year are expected to be around 4.9 million, way off the original $7 million target, while Devil May Cry is expected to have shifted 1.1 million units, which was estimated at doing two. To address the disappointing year, Capcom has a three-point plan to improve the business because they say we ain't going out without a fight. They want to strengthen their digital strategies, raise game quality by moving more game development in-house, and enhance coordination between marketing and developing divisions. They expect, at the end of 2014, they expect to have a profits of 6.8 billion yen, with a net sales of 97 billion yen. And these are big franchises that they outsourced. And as I was just saying, I see just a decline in quality. I'm giving you $60 and you're giving me about $5 worth of game. And I don't like that at all.
No, not at all.
I just don't buy it. I say I'm going to take my dollar and I'm going to go down to the red box because that's about how much this game is worth. And I'm going to play it and then I'm going to give it back to you.
Exactly, yeah.
I don't even want to keep it. And I know you all are like, that's fine if you don't want to keep it. We're making money off the rentals. Actually, you're not, because you all are fighting over that too. You don't want to work with the companies that are renting the games to, you know, say, you know, how about this? You keep 75, give us a quarter off every rental, and that'll work for us. No, we don't want you to rent it. We don't want you to use games. We don't want any of it. Fine then, close your doors. Be like EA, fire everybody.
And we hate to see that happen, but that's exactly. You know what, EA? And, I'm sorry, me and EA are having a fight as is right now. Me and an image are not getting along. But yeah, that's exactly what's going to happen. All right, so I have to tell you about Women in Games International. I think this is kind of cool. I know Corey is definitely going to like this because she's got a little girl who's into this.
Because you said Women in Games. I remember I was a founding member of that group.
You were.
Let me not be mean. I don't want to be mean to them. I don't think it's the same women. Go ahead. Say something nice. I'm going to be nice.
Well, Women in Games International is teaming up with the Girl Scouts LA for video game patch.
I did hear about that.
Kind of cool. Women in Games International and the Girl Scouts of Greater Los Angeles are working together to create the first video game patch for Girl Scouts. Scouts can earn the patch by taking part in a special program put together by the GSGLA and WIGIIGI, using various tools to create a game. Oh, see, now that's awesome. I was worried about that. You know, this to be just like play Mario, get a game, get a patch. It's not. Wiggy hopes the patch will serve as the first step towards creating a nationally recognized Girl Scouts of the United States of America badge.
Mm-hmm.
But more importantly, to introduce the patch brings something unique to girls, to young girls who may want to pursue an interest in science, technology, engineering, and math, and show them possible career options in the video game industry. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
The Boy Scouts of America already offer a similar video game-related patch.
They do.
Widget's patch will be earned by using GameStar mechanic E-Line's development tool used for the National STEM Video Game Challenge. The platform and curriculum for game design has already helped more than 350,000 youths build games. E-Line will help Widgie provide a tailored STEM-aligned program to meet all of the Girl Scout patch requirements. Amy Allison, Vice President for Widgie, says, our ultimate goal is to create a STEM-aligned video game badge for the Girl Scouts of the United States of America. Creating this badge will get young girls excited in technology and science and let them know that they, too, can have a career in the video game industry. Girl Scouts has a long history of developing pioneers in the field of science and technology, so we are excited about collaborating with Women in Games International to ignite girls' interest in STEM-related subjects. This is coming from Lisa Lugens, Girl Scouts of Greater Los Angeles Chief Executive Officer. I have to say, Girl Scouts, had this been offered in my area back in the day, I would have stayed with you. My mom had to drag me kicking and screaming the last 3 years that I was in Girl Scouts because I could not stay. If I had to learn how to sew one more patch, or put on makeup, or do my hair instead of going out camping and playing and doing stuff like this. Oh,
well, see, now I had them do a. We were trying to get Baby Natrix's their media badge, which means they had to appear somewhere. Remember, I kept telling them we were trying to get them to say, you know, I love Gamer Girls Radio, but can never get them all together. These little monkeys are crazy. They just run around. I'd be like, okay, everybody, stand here. And then I'd get one that stood still, and then I get the other one's running off, and I finally said, you know what, I'm done. But I did get them a badge for something else to do with digital. I can't remember what it was, but I remember I told you I gave the computer class to the parents. The kids had to listen. But they had this badge last year, but it was not widely publicized. I think they were still in the works, so maybe this is what they were working on. But good job, Women in Games International. I'm glad to see you guys are doing some other stuff because, man – was not pleased with them. And I'm going to leave it at that. I don't want to talk bad about my sister gamers, but I'm glad you all are getting more organized. And we have something in the works for the organization. I can't say more than that just yet. I'll tell Ginger after the show, but I can't tell y'all yet. It's going to be fun.
Yay.
It's going to require a road trip.
Road trip!
Road trip. And it's got little girls involved, too. I love it. We'll see. All right. Okay, other little news tidbits. I heard PAX East has sold out of day passes, so.
Oh, wow.
In less than 20 minutes.
In less than 20 minutes?
20 minutes, that's what I heard.
Holy crap.
So if you don't have a day pass, sorry. if we want to go, we'll be there.
I know, right? That's hot, though.
I'm just
right, PAX, where is our PAX South? You've been promising.
Yeah,
you
they did. They did. We haven't seen PAX South
Where's
yet.
Where's my PAX South?
I don't know.
Demand a PAX South.
We may have to put it on. Gender Flash the Fluffy Cakes. Let's get this done. All right. By the way, you all stop with the Candy Crush saga. Talking to you. Mm-mm. All y'all.
Anyways.
Y'all stop with the, yeah. Anyway, moving along. Okay.
So what happened was.
I was being a little flirtatious in places I shouldn't have been. Okay, so anyway.
Hey, woman?
Help me. Throw that Smite video up for me. Speaking of PAX.
Give me a Smite video?
Yes.
Oh, hey. There you go.
Smite. I smite thee. All right. Hi-Rise Studios, the creators of Smite. Thanks, Ginger. Announces a $10,000 Smite Invitational at PAX East. Wait a minute. How old is this, people? Okay, this is old. So skip that. Anyway, if you want to... Why did they do this? They send videos and they send this is really, really old. But that video is showing you the latest from Smite. So you missed the PAX East tournament, apparently. However, you can sign up for SmiteGame.com and play the open beta. Yeah, if you want to play. And I don't know if they're doing something.
Yeah, so that's what I'm thinking. I thought PAX
Prime is what I said. I kept saying PAX East. PAX Prime's day pass is sold out 20 minutes, not PAX East.
There we go.
It's already happened. Okay,
yeah.
So you can go and check out PAX Smite, and if you want to play. It's a cute little game. Did we already, why does this look familiar to me? Did we meet up with them at some point?
I don't think so.
Does that not look familiar to you? For some reason, I'm hearing you guys' voices, and I recall playing this. Are we sure?
It does look a little familiar, but no, I don't think so. I think we've just shown this before, maybe. Possibly.
I don't know. Hi-Rez, if we did play with you, I'm sorry, because we really just don't remember. Sometimes.
Well, we've done quite a bit about Hi-Rez, so there's a possibility.
Are they overseas? You know, we always get those ones that are, like, in Japan, and then we're up, like, 11 and it's daytime for them. They're all perky. We're like, yeah.
It does look that way, but I'm
not sure. It might have been one of those ones. I'm trying to remember. Anyway, play. Go play it. It looks interesting. They might have a tournament at PAX Prime. I'm all confuffled. And in that vein, let me move on because I didn't get to do a story. Thanks a lot. Smite people crazy. If you've been waiting for L-Sword, it's now gotten the green light on Steam. Yay! I don't have a video for that one for you, though. It is supposed to be a wildly popular free-to-play action MMORPG, which has successfully traversed the annals of Steam Greenlight and will soon be available via Steam. Killer.
I'm sorry, it's traversed the what?
You heard what I said. Killer Combo expressed their deep gratitude to all of you players who have supported the addition of Elsword to Steam and is now looking forward to new Steam players joining their Elsword community. Greenlight, of course, lets players choose the games that they want most, so you all voted and it got done. So they're very flattered to see all the enthusiasm to have Elsword on Steam. That's from Juan Lee, who's the CEO of KOG. That's Killer Combo. Killer Combo said they have affirmed their commitment to providing a first-rate game service, which will not charge. Or I'm sorry, I thought I was going to say not charge, not change with the impending release on Steam. I wonder who they're pointing that finger at. You can pop over to their Facebook and Twitter. They are constantly having contests. They encourage you to join. And while the green light process from approval to launch may take some time, you can look forward to several offerings along with the Steam launch, such as exclusive starter packs for new and returning players. And Elsword gamers can choose from 6 specialized, customizable characters as you explore an immense world of battle and your rival to complete your dynamic quest, blah, 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 blah. No official date is set to launch for Elsword on Steam, but you can look forward to exciting changes such as immediate access to the transformation going on now where every character receives a new advanced class. You can visit for free or try it for free at elswordonline.com. And they said, of course, keep watching their Facebook page. Why can I not talk today? /Elsword. And if you don't know how to find it or you're like, I can't spell that, go over to our Facebook page, Gamer Girls Radio, and you'll see where I just liked it. Yeah, we've talked about this one quite a bit, actually. So congrats to them for getting making it onto Greenlight. And they also look like they're having a contest now. 100,000 likes, and they'll be giving away an Alienware gaming PC along with the headset and some other good stuff, and I want this. Ginger, get the fluffy cakes in order.
I'll be working on that. All right, Dan, so in answer, I know I joked about My Little Pony Con, which, you know, is in Indianapolis. You also get the Midwest Gaming Classic. If you've not heard about it, go Google it. It is in the Midwest. I'm trying to think. It's held in Oconomowoc, Wisconsin. So, yeah, check that out. I may have said the name wrong. I'm sorry. Anyways, I'm going to lose my voice. Let's talk about Half-Brick. Am I sharing my screen? Nope. Hold on. There we go. Share my screen. Sharing the screen. Half-Brick's Fish Out of Water. Did you already talk about this, Fish Out of Water?
I don't know. Is it got fish in it? Because if it is, its chances are we talked about it.
All right. Well, Fish Out of Water, available now on the App Store worldwide. First game of 2013 from award-winning Australian developer. Half-Brick is back in action with today's release of Fish Out of Water, an all-new game from the team that introduced Fruit Ninja and Jetpack Joyride to the world. It's available exclusively on the App Store. The story so far, a daredevil group of feisty fish are longing to soar above the ocean and see the world from a whole new perspective. Great, now I've got the whole new world going through my head. Anyways, built with an entirely one-touch interface, players simply throw their fish to send them flying through the clouds, skipping across the waves.
Why would you want to put fish in?
I don't know. Characters include the speed demon Rocket, the massive whale Micro, and a vacant blowfish named Errol. In each round, players have three throws, choosing the best fish depending on their personal preference and the conditions of the ocean. Yeah, I know, right? The weather changes every hour, from a glassy calm surface to a raging thunderstorm. There's even potential for glaciers, geysers, and a bouncing jellyfish invasion. Oh no, not the bouncing jellyfish! Each fish has their own strengths and weaknesses, so it's all part of the strategy of getting the most out of every turn. Luke Musket, lead designer on Fish, says we want to make this a vibrant living world, creating a whole cast of different characters. The dynamic weather system and social leagues resulted in an exponential level of depth to a simple, fun mechanic, just the way we like it. It is available from 99 cents on the App Store for iPhone, iPad, and iPod Touch. Yay! Does not look like it is available for us on the droids, so boo! But hey, if you've got an iPhone, if you're trapped in the iPhone hell, you can get it for 99 cents. iPhone hell a little bit less healthy. Yeah.
Well, this next story is for Joe. Joe, guess what's out today on the 3DS eShop since you got a new 3DS? Harvest Moon.
No, Dan, y'all can all have PAX Midwest. It's going to be PAX South. Then we can have PAX Midwest.
Harvest Moon. trouble boils over in a rural rivalry. Why did they do that? Years ago, a tunnel connected livestock-loving Bluebell Village with the crop-growing town of Konohana, but boisterous bickering between the Bergs created a cave-in and collapsed the tunnel. You can build a bustling farm, befriend the villagers, and maybe you can find a way to bring these two towns together again. Choose from two different villages, each with their own shops of villagers and festivals.
Yay,
that's right. Take on quests in each town and establish your reputation as the best farmer on both sides of the mountains. You can grow crops, raise livestock, woo a spouse, and start a family. Anyway, just so you know, Joe, $29.99 to download it straight from the eShop. You don't even got to leave your chair. All right. So I got another one. Lord have mercy. Anyway, Bethesda, please don't get on our bad side. You might want to keep your mouth shut until after Skyrim Online is launched, and it does very well, we hope. They're talking about used games are absolutely a concern of theirs. According to GI International, in the past few years, Bethesda has, of course, succeeded with their single-player titles like Elder Scrolls, Skyrim, and Dishonored, while the rest of the market microtransactions and online game modes. In an interview with Destructoid, Bethesda Softworks Vice President of Public Relations and Marketing, Peter Hines, said that the company is still concerned with the secondhand market. It just has no way to combat it. He said it's absolutely a concern. We've tried to mitigate it by creating games that offer replayability, by supporting them with DLC that's worth hanging on to the game for, or offering tools that let them take things further. Games are not cheap to buy because they're expensive to make, and people are looking for ways to keep it affordable. He says, I'm not sure anyone has figured out a solution that works for everyone, and there simply may not be one until someone figures out how to include developers and publisher in the loop that use game sales instead instead of keeping it all for themselves. Hines explained that single-player gaming is nowhere near dead, and assertions to the contrary have come from developers in other markets. He said single-player games aren't going anywhere, which is good. Bethesda Softworks has been making single-player games for all of us, for all of our 25-plus years in the industry. He says we're still here, and we're still making them, and people still buy them. Dishonored was single-player, and people really loved it, and it sold well. Skyrim was a complete success. A single-player RPG that is huge, which I'm still making my way through. Some of you have beat it. I'm still like, I'm trying to figure out how to get out of the cellar in that one bar because I accidentally stole an apple. That's practically a cottage industry dedicated to talking about how that it isn't possible or why it won't succeed. Console fans won't get a game like that. Has to have multiplayer of some kind. PC gaming is dead. It's got to be a shooter. RPGs are a niche. Yeah. I don't understand why the solution that works for music does not work for games. It's copyright. It's if you resell it, we need a percentage. Isn't that how the music industry makes a lot of their money? If you resell or reuse my music, don't you have to give them a little bit of the cash?
I think so. I could be wrong about this, but I think you're right.
So why are developers just not doing the same thing? You get somebody to underwrite it so that it kind of works that way. You tell GameStop from here on out, every time you resell our game, we still get a portion of the money. And you keep making your money that way. And gamers get what they need, which is, you know, I can't afford $60, but I can afford it when it's on sale for $29.99.
Hell yeah.
And, you know, I'd be glad to pick it up and play it, and I'll even buy the DLC. So I'm not understanding what the problem is.
And make the DLC, and if we're renting a game and we want to play online content, make the online content affordable.
Yeah, I will gladly buy it.
Nostalgic.
Yes. Like I said, we talk about GTA all the time. I paid my full $60 for GTA, and all my downloadable content was $19.99, and it was a full other game. It wasn't even a year.
And make the rental prices not gouging. I don't want to pay $10 to rent a game for, you know, 3 days. No, if I'm paying $10 for 3 days, I better have everything.
Yeah, I want to.
That game costs $50 in total, and you're wanting to pay. I think last time I rented a game, it cost me like $9 for about, I don't know, it was a 5-day rental. It was like, really? It was ridiculous. All right, so let me blow off the screen.
There I gotta throw this one in there with that story though. From Craig Berkeley says, I don't get why publishers don't have buyback schemes to reduce the used copies on the market. They could even sell them back to used game retailers. That way they'd be getting a slice of the pie. See, there's a whole bunch of solutions for this.
1,500 miles away. Cry more. I live in Texas. That's nothing. Okay, sorry. But you're right. All right, so here we go. I'm sorry, we got conversations going on. If you're not in our chat room, you are totally missing out because I'm sure some of y'all are listening and going, what are y'all talking about? You have to be in the chat room to figure it out because otherwise you've got no idea what these little off-the-cuff remarks are about. Anyways, man gets refund for Bioshock Infinite over religious objection.
Oh, come on.
Yep, I'm pulling this from GamePolitics.com. Valve has refunded the money of a man who says that a certain choice in Bioshock Infinite goes against his religious beliefs. The writer is not going to mention the specifics of the choice beyond saying that it relates to a Christian religious rite. So as to avoid giving any spoilers, Breen Malmberg, who says he is a Christian, found the choice to be unacceptable. I'm basically being forced to make a choice between committing extreme blasphemy by my actions and choosing to accept this choice, or forced to quit playing the game before it even really starts. Mr. Malmberg, sit down, shut up. Of course, I cannot hold true to my beliefs and also commit this act, so I'm therefore forced to not play the game. Malmberg later wrote a letter to Valve asking for a refund because he bought the game on Steam. Valve gave him the refund, according to Malmberg. Malmberg's biggest problem with the game is that the choice presented is no choice at all. You either commit the act or you cannot move forward. The difference here is that you're forced to make a decision that violates those beliefs in order to continue with the game, which is not something I have to run into very often. You know what to do? It's a video game. It's the video game. It's fantasy. It's not real. Personally, if anybody knows what this act is, because I've not played this game yet, so I don't know. If anybody knows what the hell they're talking about, let me know, because as of right now, I'm sitting on the sit down, shut up, stop being a baby. Just put a bullet in the head of whoever the hell you're supposed to kill. I don't know who it is.
I do not understand the people who cannot simply have a little bit of entertainment and they have to bring personal things into everything. I'm going to go back to the Lara Croft thing. Again, I found this amazing. All down the Lara Croft page when they released that trailer, there were women who are not even rape victims. This is horrible. I've never been raped, but this is horrible. This implies that it's okay to rape women. And every...
No, it's not. Beats the hell out of the guy and kills him.
But this is exactly my point. If you don't need to bring everything into you personally. It's a form of entertainment. It really is. And if you can't even enjoy yourself with a form of entertainment, especially whatever your religious beliefs are, find a channel and all they do is broadcast stuff just for you, and they make games just for you, and then you play only those.
Exactly.
Because you know when you pick up a game, there's going to be something in there that may kind of contradict to what you do for real. But
it's
entertainment.
I want to pick this guy apart. I'm like, all right, do you drink? Do you smoke?
Yeah.
Do you
look at women
before marriage?
Do you look at women and lust after them? That's
it. Do you touch yourself? Do you eat pork? Do you all this stuff? Do you just seriously? Oh, I can't play a video game because it goes against my beliefs. What the hell is wrong with you? And there's a little excerpt on the box that gives you a warning about the different things that's going to be inside this game. You have a pretty darn good idea of what was going to be in this game.
Like I said, you have two options. Either you accept that this is a form of entertainment and you're going to see some things in there that you may not agree with in the real world. I could see if it was a real world situation. Maybe you were at your job.
Somebody's car or shoot them in the face or back or the ankle or...
Nope. And I'm not sitting out on the prairie digging up herbs and riding horses and stabbing people for their sour milk either.
It's robbing them and I don't think that I ride a Kodo around the waist and... I can't cast magic spells. I don't shoot arrows. I'm not a blood elf.
I don't have virtual Ginger somewhere locked away trying to make her procreate.
I know, right? Right?
I don't have real Ginger. It's just, I don't understand these people. What is it that you cannot distinguish between? This is just fun. It is a game I picked up. Oh, it goes against my religious beliefs. You know what? Then don't play anything. Just find the Christian channel. And they make games for just Christians. They have some on Facebook. Just play those. Yeah, there's Christian games. Remember when we were playing it, I said one of them wasn't half bad. It just got boring doing the same just over and over. It wasn't half bad. But if you are so adamant about your religious beliefs, then you need to lock yourself in a room. You can't drink. You can't watch TV. Hell, you shouldn't even be on the internet for that matter. I heard a Christian lady tell me that some years ago. I don't get on the internet because when I got my email back one day, it bounced back to me and it said mailer demon. And I said that devil is living in the internet. I said, maybe so, but I'm going to use my email and you don't have to. Goodbye.
Wow. You know, I would say there's no way, but then, you know, you had that wonderful person who, what do you mean my router won't work if it's not plugged in?
Oh, God. Don't get me started on that person last night. That was 30 minutes of my time wasted. That's 30 minutes for this person to tell me that my, do I have to have the router actually plugged into the wall?
Oh, my God.
You don't have it plugged in. Well, no. I mean, I have the power cord in, but I don't have the cord, you know? Those of you who have DSL, you know the little cord that goes from the phone jack to your, for the modem. I have to have that plugged in. How the hell did you think you were going to get internet without that?
Oh.
That one wasn't the one that took the cake. Did you see the other one I posted up?
No.
God bless his heart, little old guy. I need my dial-up number because he still has dial-up. Some places still have dial-up, people, I would tell you. I have dial-up. I want to use it on my cell phone so I can get internet on my cell phone. Sir, you can't do that. Why?
<Aww. laughs>
He was thinking
work like that.
Thinking outside the box. But
good for him. Good for him for thinking that way. But
he was. I'm not usually mean to them when they're older because, again, they didn't grow up with this technology. But that other guy, he was, I swear he was probably all of 22, 23. You have no reason not knowing that you have to have this plugged up to get an internet connection. I just, okay, let's move along. Okay, we'll have more about this tonight. And, yes, Tech Bitch is still coming, by the way, those of you asking about the show. We're just trying to get settled around here. Got to pull this together. All right, I found it. Yay. Metro Last Night is still alive. It is with 4A Games, and they have revealed the specs that it's going to take to run it.
Really?
Y'all ready?
Really?
Yes. Windows
on computer?
Well, not really. Not actually. You won't need a super monster computer. Some of us probably already have these. The minimum specs that are going to be needed is Windows XP. Yay for these game developers, because Windows 8 sucks. I'm glad you're not letting the XP die. So you need XP at least, 2.2 gigahertz dual core, or an Intel Core 2 Duo, RAM at least 2 gigabytes, DirectX 9C. You got your for your graphics card, you need, of course, DirectX 9, Shader Model 3 compliant, NVIDIA GTS 250 or AMD equivalent HD Radeon 4000 series or higher will work. For those of you who say, you know, what about my supercomputer? You can also have, if you want to have the 3D vision support, an NVIDIA GTX 275 or higher, 120 hertz monitor, NVIDIA 3D vision kit for Windows Vista 7 or 8. Won't be for XP, sorry. And there's a ton of, it goes all the way up to the supercomputer. NVIDIA GTX 690, 120 hertz monitor if you want to have it with a supercomputer. But if you have the basics, and most of us have that 2.2 gigahertz dual core. That was what Frankie was before I rebuilt you. You were a good girl still. See, and I built that computer 4 years ago. People, that's what you do. You get your computer and you build it out so that it's going to last you.
Yes. Yeah, I will end up having to upgrade it in, you know, probably about 2 years, but I'll be able to use most of it.
For a while.
Yeah,
Frankie was still good, even if I had...
My graphics cards, probably in about a year and a half, 2 years, are going to need upgraded.
Yeah.
Because that's just the way that goes.
But it won't be dead. Yeah, and the only reason I had to do Frankie is on the lightning got her. But this one here has lightning protection inside. Yes, what you do, build it out so you don't have to rebuild every couple of years. Or at least every year, those people that like to rebuild their computer every single year.
Okay. All right, it is my go again, my go.
That means it's your turn.
Sorry, I was getting an email, I was reading. All right, there we go. I think y'all can see that. Can y'all see that? Let me see. Yes, y'all can see that. Yay, Sega announces God's Rule, War of Mortals, available on browser. Yes, folks, I did say browser. Sega Europe today announced the launch of God's Rule, War of Mortals, the free-to-play, free-to-play, if you're looking for something free, cross-platform build and battle game on browser, developed in partnership with Icelandic studio GoGoGeek.
Be careful.
God's Rule, War of Mortals is a multiplayer combat strategy game that can be enjoyed by new and expert gamers. Fighting for control of the Empire, players can team up to challenge their enemies as they battle online in real-time player versus player combat, while also conquering solo combat missions to build skills. God's Rule War of Mortals went into open beta in February, and since then, the team has been diligently improving the game based on player feedback. Fans will be able to utilize leaderboards to track battle victories for friends, clans, and factions. God's Rule War of Mortals will also be available on the iPad in select territories later this year. Yay! All right, so if you want to play this, you can head over to playgodsrule.com. Kind of interesting, and it is a browser, so I may have to play this in a little bit just to check it out, because, you know, free game on the browser means I don't really have to install anything. I like that. Because, good God, my computer. All right, so I've got, like, 2 terabytes. It's fine. I shouldn't cry, but still. I'm all like, no, I don't want to install y'all.
I don't have 2 terabytes, but you know how I make it work.
That's true.
Make it work, people. You can do this. All right. Tinder, I'm surprised you didn't mention this yesterday. Did you have a score to settle? In APB, that is.
Oh my God, I love the new update. I love the new update. Oh God, I played until like 1 a.m. in the morning. I love the new update.
Version and 11 update is out for those of you who play APB, and it features a new scoring system that rewards you for individual performance and more accurately determines threat for improved matchups. The harder you play, the bigger the cash rewards. You can meet Speedball, the new Joker Associates contact, selling community-created content and more in the Social District. And the Armas updates you've been waiting for are making their way to the marketplace, including the Desert Scarf, new Bushidas, Racing Gear Packs, and Joker Mystery Box 5. Never forgive, never forget, Ginger. Settle the score. You can log in right now and settle your own score. You go over to gamersfirst.com and sign up for your free APB Reloaded account. You haven't played. Why haven't you? Why haven't you?
Oh, I played.
She had to say it three times. It was good. It was good. Ah, I so miss. I want to be able to get in there and play for hours and hours and disappear. It's coming.
I loved it. Seriously, me and Bells, because, you know, we were twitching last night if anybody was watching. I might have to get that up on Game Matrix because last night was hot. I love the new system. I was gold within, like, the first two missions, which I've never been gold before, so that was easier.
And like I said, I've never been gold before. You're gold to us, Ginger.
Oh, I've always gold to you.
We love you.
But it now runs off your threat instead of off of your ranking. So even though, you know, you could be like a level one, but because some people like to reroll characters. And they come in and they're like, oh, yeah, we're totally noobs. But they're not noobs. They kill all the other noobs because they're too good. So now this goes off your threat. So you could be like a level 20 and be going up against a 120. It all has to do with your threat. So, yeah.
But I know none of that, because you know what I do when I go in? I'm a petty thief. I just rob the old ladies. I get money. I go get clothes. That's about the extent of what I do. I roll around.
I'm shooting people in the face. I'm blowing up things.
Yeah, I do
especially since somebody taught me this cool little thing where if you know where a car is going to spawn, you blow up the car that's already spawned, and then you put another car in its place, and you wait for the other one to respawn, and then they spawn on top of each other.
Yes.
So then you try to get in, and when you do, they explode. And because you're in it, you go flying up and out of the sim.
We need to be worried about you.
It's the most amazing thing ever.
We need to be worried about you.
Maybe just
we need
a
to be
bit.
Concerned about you and your activities in APB.
Just a tiny little bit.
No.
Yeah, like me screaming, it's like, don't shoot me. I'm trying to see if you're hot or not.
What is really wrong? Can y'all come get in?
I know, right? All right, so Everline is back, and this time it's stable, folks. After some serious stability issues with Everlight's first open beta server, fixes and improvements have been made, putting Everlight back on the fantasy MMORPG map. As can often be the case with MMORPGs, glitches, bugs, and stability issues can plague the games and be ongoing source of frustration for players. If not addressed quickly by the game's developer, that is. After a successful CBT, Everlight, a browser-based fantasy action role-playing game, ARPG, from Quorum Game, looked like it would have a smooth transition to the open beta servers. Unfortunately, this is not the case, and shortly after the first server opened last month, it quickly became clear that there were some very serious, very, very, very buggy stability issues with Everlight's first open beta server. According to reports from Quorum Game, the stability issues were partly due to an unexpected high number of players trying to play on the first server, and also due to some faults with the server's hardware. Since identifying these issues, the Quorum Game team has worked tirelessly in an effort to resolve Everlight's stability issues as quickly as they can and bring this popular new release back to its fan in all its stable glory. After a lot of hard work and dedication to the cause, it seems that Quorum Game have solved Everlight's stability issues. Problems and the process have demonstrated the commitment they have to ensuring their game meets the standard expected by today's gamers. There are now two whole servers open for Everlight. Two. And since the fixes have been made, there have been no reports of major stability issues. Coolness. Awesome. They are over on Facebook now, so you want to check that out. It is free. It is a browser-based game. It, again, is called Everlight. So check it out. Yay! It's over at el.quorumgame.com.
All right. Okay. We kind of missed out on this one last week, but I'm going to tell you. And then I'm going to tell you the update. Ubisoft was hacked, or Ubisoft Uplay was hacked last week, week before last, somewhere in there. They spoke with Game Informer and said that they are aware of the issue and are working to resolve it quickly. Ubisoft's unannounced shooter, Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon, is apparently lying on Ubisoft servers, available to download for anybody who wanted it, anybody that had to exploit. A Blood Dragon footage was posted up on YouTube on the 9th and was quickly pulled down by Ubisoft, seemingly evident that the exploit actually worked and was used to play the unreleased game. Game Rants published an image of the game being downloaded and claimed that the title is already being passed around on a number of torrent sites. Ubisoft says they want you to know that no personal information was compromised and they are working on a fix. According to Eurogamer, the software hack is able to trick Uplay into thinking users already own a particular game, making it available to download at no cost and with no DRM.
No DRM?
See, that's what happens when you start putting DRM. People start figuring out ways to get around it already. Mm-hmm. Y'all, get rid of the DRM. It's not the best idea y'all come up with, gaming industry.
No, it's not.
Ugh. But anyway, I'm hoping that they've gotten that fixed. I don't know if I'm signed up for Uplay. I might be. I'm not really sure. I'll have to go over and check it out. But I'm happy to hear none of our information was compromised. At least we don't have that PSNocalypse situation going on again. All right, we got time for one more.
All right, we are going to go with more CISPA news.
Oh, gosh, how did it go?
Yeah.
Did we win?
I haven't heard. They said it was going to be going up either yesterday or today, but I haven't heard. White House promises veto of CISPA in its present form, while CISPA is likely to come up for a vote as soon as, they said yesterday or today. The White House has come out against it in a statement and has promised to veto it if it crosses President Barack Obama's desk in its current state. Dude, I'm holding you to that. I'm holding you to that. If not, I'm making me a little voodoo doll. Anyways, the Statement of Administration Policy on H.R. 624, Cyber Intelligence Sharing and Protection Act, sponsored by Representative Rogers, Representative Ruppersberger from the Administrative Office of Management and Budget says that while the President believes that the law needs to be updated to deal with cybersecurity threats, these laws need to be carefully updated and must, one, carefully safeguard privacy and civil liberties, and two, preserve the longstanding respective roles and missions of civilian and intelligence agencies, and three, provide for appropriate sharing with targeted liability protections. Boils down to the administration recognizes and appreciates that the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, HPSCI, adopted several amendments to H.R. 624 in an effort to incorporate the administration's important substantive concerns. However, the administration still seeks additional improvements, and if the bill is currently crafted, were presented to the president, his senior advisors would recommend that he veto the bill. The administration seeks to build upon the continuing dialogue with the HPSCI and stands ready to work with members of Congress to incorporate our core priorities to produce cybersecurity information sharing legislation that addresses these critical issues. It goes on to say that the administration supports the longstanding tradition to treat the internet and cyberspace as civilian spheres while recognizing that the nation's cybersecurity requires shared responsibility from individual users, private sector network owners and operators, and the appropriate collaboration of civilian law enforcement and national security entities in government. All right, so another sticking point is the broad scope of limiting liabilities for corporations who share information. The administration is concerned about the broad scope of liability limitations in H.R. 624. Specifically, if there is no clear intent to do harm, the law should not immunize a failure to take reasonable measures, such as sharing of information, to prevent harm when and if the entity knows that such inaction will cause damage or otherwise injure or endanger other entities or individuals. Yay! So anyways, Brock, don't do it, man. Don't do it!
Well, we have to keep our fingers crossed. We don't know anything yet. So hopefully that means it's not the possibility of it not making it has not happened. Or, you know what I'm trying to say. Hopefully we haven't lost.
Yeah, I'm actually looking to see if I can't find out right now.
But in the meantime, we got to get out of here. That's going to do it for us today.
Boston bombings as reason to pass this, but sit down, shut up, dude. No.
Okay, didn't you got to save it for later? Okay, so we're out of here. We will see you guys later on tonight, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Make sure you're listening. You can also call in and chat with us if you like. And we encourage you to troll. Just remember, we have caller ID. We will troll you back. All right, see you guys later.
Never going to give you up. Never going to let you down.
Wrong.